Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, it's time for the wisdom moment. We're about to close out in the extra hour. I want to make sure we cover this wisdom moment. Every day we talk about wisdom from God's word. And today is Proverbs 25:28. Proverbs 25:28. It says, like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. Think about that. Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. I mean, when you think about it, and we're told in Galatians that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control.
That's right.
I mean, there's a big difference between, you know, walls that never were built at all and then walls that have been broken down. It's just a huge difference. I mean, the whole visual, something just happens to you visually when you see that. You see brokenness, you see disorder, you see a need for repair, you see danger, you see easy to get hurt, you know, you see all these different things.
Right.
It makes me think of Fort Pickens on the island on the Gulf Coast, on Pensacola Beach Island, that it has many broken walls around there. It's been around for quite some time, and there are signs on it that says, you know, danger, danger, keep out, no trespass, you know, keep off, and they even walled it, fenced it in so nobody can get near it because it is a fort or a city, if you would, that's walls are broken down, and it's dangerous. These are dangerous folks who have no self-control. And why do they do this? They understand in the natural what so many people don't understand in the spiritual. They understand that broken down walls are a danger.
Right.
They know that we need to block these broken walls off, these broken cities off, and fence them in to avoid people getting hurt by them and people thinking that you can use them. You can't use things that don't have self-control. You can't participate or partner with the lack of self-control. It's just you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. And when we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ, abiding with Him, becoming His disciple, He gives us a grace by His Spirit, which produces this fruit in our abiding time with Him called self-control. I mean, you're not going to have people say, well, I have self-control. I'm self-disciplined. And you very well may be, but there's some areas you have no control in. Because this only the Spirit of God gives you the ability to have the fruit of self-control. I mean, that the kind of self-control that you are amazed. I mean, you are amazed that God's grace was on you to be able to control you, not to say what you could have said, done what you shouldn't have done. That kind of thing. It just stops you. And not only do we, you think about this, not only did we can never actually have full self-control outside the knowing God and allowing God's fruit to come through our life, that the person themselves don't even know it. They don't even know they don't have this particular lack of self-control because you think people just think it's normal.
Right.
You know, I just go off when this thing happens. I have no boundaries. It's like, do you know Jesus? And they go, yeah, I'm a Christian. And you say, well, go spend some time with him. That's not being mean. You're saying, listen, you're going to need the power of the Spirit to control yourself. Because what you're doing right now, that's inappropriate, how you're treating people and what you're doing. You know, give me some self-control. Now, if you try to do that in your flesh and your own strength, it's not going to work out. I mean, you're going to have the power of God to do this. There's some areas that, yeah, you're good at it. But ask the people around you. There's some areas you're not. Right?
Right.
You can call down anybody who knows about Chris. You could just send, you know. It's so important because it's like broken down. It's so much difference. It's not like a city without walls. It's like a city that's there because it's broken down walls. Why? Because it was working for a season, but then it just fell apart. Why? It fell apart because there was no self-control. Listen, we've got to get back to having self-control. We got to be disciplined again. This comes by being a disciple of Jesus Christ. If you don't know him, you've got to meet him. If you do know him, it's time to be his disciple. It's time to give yourself over to him and allow his Spirit to move in your life, and you begin to abide with him. You'll be really surprised. You won't be like this city anymore with broken down walls. You'll be trustworthy. Trustworthy. Today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 25:28. Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.